how do you produce the documentation?
It's a good question. Every part of the business can do it using simple templates. They can take notes of things. But I've had some very good successes with businesses. They hire high school kids in the holidays, and they come in and document the procedures of the business. A lot of these kids are really hungry for information and knowledge about business, and they'll sit with people and say, what are you doing, Winston? And Winston's, you just sit and watch me, take some notes, and we'll talk about it afterwards. And that person will sit there, chat away to you without interrupting your work, and by the time they're finished, there will be a very well-documented procedure. Another one bites the dust.
So, really, that's the nub of a system, watching what people do and what they say and taking it down.
Yes. It's very difficult for the person carrying out the procedure to note it themselves, because a lot of the work we do is pretty much habit, and lots of things we do and the way we do it, we take little steps. Now, a person who's watching what you do will ask you little questions like, why did you ignore that, or what happened there? And you'll make those little comments, and that's where those transition points will be as part of the procedure.
It's not only the what, it's also the how, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. It doesn't take long in the reading of a page document to discover a number of hows. How do I do that? How do I do that? The procedure's quite clear, but it's not always clear how to do it. And we split the page into procedures and then training instructions. So for every procedure, there is just a little commented training instruction with the transition to the next procedure, and then the transition to the next, and the transition to the next. Makes it much, much easier to follow.
That's Malcolm Dennis. You can email him at malcolm@worklinks.co.nz, Worklinks being WORKLINX. Visit his website of the same domain name too, or phone him 07 348 7131.